I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's surely the moment that I don't wanna miss. And what I'm trying to say, well, I don't know, but I thought it was important just a minute ago. What I'm dying to say can't even be bought, cause I lost my ticket on the train of thought.
Hey everybody, this is Richard Brooklyn. Welcome to Comic Pop Library, Episode 8 with me. We got our new crew with us today. We got Chris Dressler.
Hello.
Matt Moyer.
Hello.
Johnny Dunlap.
Hola.
I never knew his last name, so I'm going to probably call him Johnny D for a long time.
Oh, that's all right.
We had a nickname for him in college. We won't say it on here, though.
High school. It kind of died in college. I let it.
These three guys are, yes, I may not need to know that. These three guys are going to be joining us from now on. Of course, we mentioned last episode, Venus is gone with her issues of being health concerns. Roy's with his job, and Mickey, he has been gone away for his KLA duties, and come around probably this time next year, he'll probably be back Skyping in with us and doing some reviews occasionally. He has reserved one title that Johnny can't take, and that is Witch Doctor from Image Comics. So if you thought about reviewing that, when you can, Johnny.
Okay.
He's reserved that one for him when he comes back.
Okay, it's all his.
Yes. What we're going to do, Chris is going to be doing our novels. He's going to be reviewing those, and then we'll discuss them. Matt's going to be doing our movies and TV series. I'm going to still be doing the Japanese manga, maybe occasionally anime. Johnny will be hitting the American graphic novels, and that's the way we're going to break it down. And in today's, we're going to be doing Blue Exorcist and Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
And we're going to start with Matt over here with Game of Thrones from HBO.
Yeah, actually, it's the Game of Thrones is a book in a series called The Song of Fire and Ice, which I did not know that until I actually saw. He actually has the book in front of us here. Until I actually saw it on HBO, and I started to watch a series there, and then I had to go back and read the book. I know, Johnny, you said you've watched it.
I have.
Also for the last episode, so we're going to kill it for Johnny.
No.
Just because. And I know Richard watched it.
Oh, yes.
Chris hasn't watched it. And I started to read the book. I haven't got too far into the book. Too much life going on outside of book reading, I guess. Easier to watch a show than it is to read a book for some reason.
I did about the first 70 pages or so. So I kind of know what it's like.
You might have got a little farther than me. I'm not sure. I got into like chapter 4. I don't know where that one actually went. But it was a great series. Loved it. A lot of definitely not a children's series.
No.
it's a normal HBO series, of course.
Maybe why Chris didn't watch it.
Oh.
No, because I like True Blood, so.
Yeah, well. And from what I read of the book, it parallels what actually they did in the show very well. You know, a lot of what was said matched what exactly happened in the show.
Well, the whole first season is just for the first book.
Yeah, it's right. Just for the first book. But, I mean, there's lines that they said in the book
verbatim
that were exactly as they were on the show. And it was really good. There's some gore. There is some
dismemberment.
Yeah, yes. There's at least one scene of dismemberment. But really, really a good, well-written story. You guys can chime in. Anything
there
thoughts
was,
on it?
I jumped ahead just to see if I could get this thick of a book because it's about what the hell?
Looks like 400.
Yeah, no, it's over about 600. Pages. Over 600, close to 700. I skipped ahead to the end just to see if it ended at the same point where the series did, and it did.
It did. So right. it does
so
parallel. The
I don't
book.
Know how much was skipped in between. There's some stuff, I'm sure, but
Well, not a lot. I mean, the series was, what, 10 episodes or so? They were
somewhere in there. And I think it was based on roughly a chapter, yeah, give or take.
Each one was about an hour long. Ooh. So that's 10 hours. It'd be like watching, if you sat down and watched it from start to finish, it's 10 hours of film.
Right.
So I think the great thing about it, and part of the reason it was so successful, is that it was brutal and beautiful all at the same time. I mean, they live in this world where one meal to the next, or one encounter with this royal, or the next, they could die.
And people did die. You were not safe in this book.
Yeah,
it didn't matter if you were a royal or a peasant or a king. You could be killed at any minute through this.
And the king's pretty much killed off right away.
Yeah.
He made it away.
Four or five episodes.
Four or five, six episodes, somewhere. But about halfway through, he gets killed off.
They don't hold.
Back to King's Landing, didn't they?
Yeah, they made it back to King's Landing.
Yeah, they don't pull any punches in this series. If they want somebody gone, they make it happen. You know, and that's one of the themes of the whole thing, is that if you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
You win or you die. That's what the whole thing is based on, is that kingship and everybody wanting that to be king.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the a couple parts in the story were kind of weird, and the whole brother sister thing. Where the queen and her brother
up in the tower.
Yeah, that was kinda,
well, and
was
all like, of their yeah, all of their exactly. children.
Yeah, all of their children were their brothers and sisters' children.
And you kind of had a hint of that too, because you have Imp.
Yeah, Imp was just. I love Imp. He is just.
If you have like those two twins together and their brother is a little person, you know right away that. Okay, there's a little bit.
There
was
something
going
funky
on here.
There was something funky going on, but.
But he's one of my favorite characters, though. Imp.
Yeah, he was.
Oh God, he's hilarious.
He's a great character.
I think he made the series.
He may have.
I mean, really, when people talk about it, especially if they've only seen it in passing, like if they've only seen one or two episodes. They talk about the Imp. They don't talk about, you know, any other character. As if they talk about any other character, it's not as much as the Imp. I think the Imp really made the series, because he was part of that playing the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. He plays the game, and he wins because he doesn't go for the throne. He goes for as much as he can get without actually taking the throne.
Exactly.
As long as he has somebody warming up the bed.
Yeah, once he's got something, someone or many someones in a couple of scenes for him.
Yeah,
there was really good, and it had pretty good special effects in it.
Oh yeah,
you know, the way it was portrayed, and HBO did a really good job of actually making it look realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the scene where the Imp gets run over by his own army. You know, I was cracking up. I was like, wakes up, did we win? You know,
you wouldn't be here if we hadn't.
You know, there's just really good, you know, when the kid gets pushed off the tower.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a really good portrayed scene. Actually looked like he fell.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like it was a show, I don't want to say, by a lesser network where some of the... maybe graphics weren't the best. It was good.
Where it's at is where it needs to be.
Exactly. And as far as I know, they're supposed to continue.
Right. They've already working on the second book that I'm aware of.
Yeah, as far as I know, they were supposed to be doing the second book. Should be coming out, I think, spring of next year, 2012, probably. Somewhere in there is what they were talking about.
I'd be lying if I told you.
Yeah, I don't know exactly off the top of my head. I think Chris is going to look that up on the internet real fast.
And I know this isn't available yet to purchase. Just seen it, so this would be one that would be a future purchase unless it's getting ready to be released here shortly.
The DVDs itself.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're out yet. I hadn't looked at that either.
I think it's in a month or so, or maybe even less than that. But
it should be coming up pretty quick, but it was...
Do yourself a favor. Pick them up.
Yeah, I'm not sure if... you know, how HBO does that.
I'm sure it'll be out before Christmas, for sure.
But
Christmas time, it'll be on the shelf, if not by before Black Friday.
Probably. Well, that was a pretty popular. I don't know if it was quite as popular as like True Blood and those, but I'm thinking it was one of their more popular series.
Right, and this is one that where True Blood caught in the female audience. This one more captures the male audience.
I believe so.
Yeah, in fact, my wife, it's funny, one of the main characters, the blonde princess, what was her name? Doesn't matter. In the beginning,
don't
is,
worry about it.
She was completely objectified and sold like a piece of property by
you're
her brother.
Talking about the dragon princess.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And my wife
becomes
saw
a Khaleesi.
Right.
Khaleesi or something like
well,
that.
Well, my wife watched the first episode, and the way they treated women in the first episode was they were objects and owned, and she hated the series and didn't watch it after that.
Yeah.
But by the end, that character...
She's one of the stronger characters.
It becomes, develops and becomes a much...
She actually is one of the stronger main characters.
Right.
Yeah.
So I said her brother gets, you know, he gets killed he off, killed. And I'm going... Whoa.
Well,
you know,
yeah, he's one of the many, many people killed off in this series.
Well, that's what I said. And, you are not safe.
And
in
at
that.
The very end, you see what she's become.
Yes, to or what she's going
tell,
to become.
Not let Johnny know what all
I kind of figured it out. But
no, you didn't.
With
you
her.
Have no clue.
All right, good. Don't tell me.
It's like everything else when you're watching this series. You think you know what's going on till you watch the next episode, and then you go, what? The who huh
yep.
You know you were dumbfounded, you know, by the twists and turns and intermingling of the story. You couldn't find anything?
Couldn't find it.
Oh no. Fail epic.
Wow.
Fail.
The all IT knowledge database did not have our information we needed.
What was he even looking up
when the oh man! When the next
second
series,
season,
second series of our season of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if they're actually going to call it Game of Thrones.
I'm not sure. They're kind of caught in a catch 22.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones is actually the name of the book,
first book, and I think Crowns something Crowns is the second book.
You can pre-order the complete first season from Amazon, but it doesn't
really. Does it have a release date?
It doesn't list it on here.
This is one, if you get it for the library, is definitely the adult collection.
Oh, man.
Not for the little kiddies or even the even the young adults would be kind of questionable.
I would definitely not put it in the teen or younger.
Yeah, it would not go
whatsoever.
In.
It
would definitely be an adult.
It's an adult book. It definitely has mature adult themes.
And like we said earlier, think of True Blood, but in the fantasy realm.
Yeah, it's kind of along the same lines. There's, you know.
And as it gets...
They talk about dragons. You actually, right. I know in the series you actually saw the little girl. I can't remember what her name was.
God, I know she named her Sword Needle.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God.
Where she actually goes down into the dungeon and actually sees the dragon skulls that they talk about that they haven't seen for hundreds of years or thousands of years, was it?
I want to say thousands.
I want to say it was thousands of years, too. So it was you know, there's a lot in that book and a lot in that series to take in. It was, you know, really interesting. I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to throw into it.
Have we beat that into the ground?
I think we might have beat that one in the ground.
No,
it's an awesome book.
Yeah.
Chris, you really need to read the...
If you want to do both, you could do the book and give these to your fantasy readers. They've probably already read it, though. Except for the latest fifth book did just come out.
How many's in the series? Do you know?
Five at the moment.
Is there? Well, how many are supposed to be in the series? Does it say?
It does not say.
Four. There are four books in the series.
The fifth one just
fifth
just
one
released.
Just came
fifth
out.
One just came out.
Yeah, Cycle of Dragons or something like that. But there is no definite ending. I think it's one of those cases where, depending on how much it sells, would depend on how much.
How much
Martin's
more you go into
to
keep
book.
Writing another book? Well, that's what I said. I think the
Game of Thrones season 2 premieres on HBO April 2012.
Damn, schooled.
You lost
on my Android. How does it make you feel?
Little.
Oh well, that's Game of Thrones.
I'd like to thank one of our sponsors at this time, Music Alley from Mivio. Check it out at music.mivio.com. That is MUSIC.MEVIO.com. Or you can go to our site, Comic Pop Library, for links to Music Alley and our reference links located within our left navigation bar. And now, back to the show.
So we'll get to the next one, which is Blue Exorcist by Kazukato.
No, I say that's Japanese, Chinese, or something.
Japanese.
I actually read that one, so I might be able to talk during this review.
I read them both. Were we supposed to read both?
If you wanted to.
Okay, we read both.
I've read both. Johnny's read.
I started the first one.
Man, you know what? You were saying that other book took like 30 minutes to read. That took me like an hour to read one of those. It was really? Like nothing.
Well, yeah.
And I'm gonna throw an out hour? Just a disclaimer there for both Matt and I. We have never read manga before until never. You let us read this.
That was the first manga book I'd ever read.
I
would have
figured you had. I'm sorry, guys.
Nope.
Three ain't cold.
Don't be sorry. I actually liked it. So,
well, this is the first work by Kazukato. It's put out by Viz Media, Shonen Jump Advanced, $9.99 a book.
Keep talking.
Good Lord, guys.
Just say it.
Tell me what you want.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Give me a book.
Well, you were really talking. Did. You were in the middle of your whole spiel. I didn't want to say, hey, I don't care if Richard's talking. I need the book.
Oh, that ain't going to bother me. The lead character is Ren Okamura. He is actually the son of Satan. He has the nice tail and horns that are in blue flames. And he's got the sharp teeth and all that, but he has to keep them suppressed to all the other people around him so he's not found out to be the Satan's son. His younger brother is Yuki Okamura.
Twin brother.
You're bright, Matt. My bad. And he,
see, I read the book.
And, of course, the title was Blue Exorcist, and his other brother is not as worldly or adept or street smart as Ren, but he did become an exorcist at the age of 14. So he's 2 years in the practice, I believe. And then they have a crew that it's developed in, I think, the latter part of the first and into the second book of a exorcist class when they go to their high school, which is kind of like almost like a Catholic school, kind of.
Kind of like a private school. Because they talk about paying tuition and getting
scholarships and stuff like that.
To get to it, so yeah.
And this is called the Blue Cross Academy, and they have the Knights of the True Cross, which are the group that goes out and are the exorcists for the school. They enroll in the school, and Yuki becomes Ren's teacher for the exorcist class, which has kind of put them in a unique situation and kind of gives them some humorous antidotes to go with, so that's kind of fun for them. The other characters, they get a shy little girl in there as well within the group, so that's played on, and she's shown to be a little bit more, she gets a little bit more mature as the story will grow, I'm assuming, just by reading the first two books. But through all this, because Ren is a demon, he has to hide the fact that he is this demon so that they don't kill him. So it's kind of one of those, oh, damned if you do, damned if you don't type of deals. It's another high school story just set in a different, I guess you could say. It has it's probably going to have its moments where there's going to be a love interest to a degree, but not to the amount that it's a girl's book. It's more of an adventure book, more about the adventures that Ren and Yuka go through. Definitely has the comedic elements, which makes it fun.
There's definitely some funny moments.
But it's not a glaring comedy. It's a nice, to me, it was a nice blend of drama and comedy. So I really enjoyed it. It made the character stand out a little bit more than some of the regular books that are out there. And this is also, to my knowledge, has been made into at least one season of anime. I don't know if they're going to do a second season or not, but they at least have one season.
They call it the Blue Exorcist?
Yes, then? Blue Exorcist as well.
I may have to look that one up so that I can...
The artwork's pretty much standard manga artwork, though. There's not... I mean, there's pretty much one style. There's a few different styles, but a lot of it looks the same, and this is kind of standard. So, not...
I want to see one of those in color.
Good luck. Watch the anime.
Yeah. You're going to have to watch the cartoon there.
Yeah, that's pretty much your only option.
I'm going to ask because I don't know. I take it they're all in black and white?
The bulk, yes. Some of them have, like, the first two or three pages might be in color. Like, we're, Logan and I, my son, we're reading High School of the Dead, and the first couple of pages are in color, and then it goes black and white. And then sometimes they do put it in color because they have put, what is it, High School of the Dead into a color volume, but you're looking at paying $50 for it.
Ooh.
And I think it contains the first two or three books.
Wow, they're proud of color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not done in color to begin with. Like I was telling Johnny earlier when we were talking, the manga's done on a weekly schedule. So these things are churned out so fast. That's why there's an absence of colors. They got to get them to the press and out the next week.
Wow.
So
didn't realize they were like that popular.
No, it's not the books that are churned out. It's like the Shonen Jump that you see in the stores.
Hmm.
And you get twice to sometimes three sizes of that is what's coming out weekly. And they have like six or seven stories in one issue.
Oh.
So it's one of the unique things about the Japanese manga.
Although some of the series, like Inuyasha, is now available in color as a regular thing, not more expensive thing. So
I think that's where they took the stills from the anime and put the text to it.
I think so, yeah.
That's called any anime or something like that.
Any manga.
Any manga. There you go. Thank you.
Well, with the book, I said first book I ever read like that. I enjoyed it. It was a good story. You know, it was kind of interesting. You know, the whole portrayal of, hey, your brother's a demon, but I'm your twin brother and I'm not a demon was kind of different. You know, I'm like, what? How does that happen? You know,
very carefully.
Apparently, it was kind of interesting. In that, you know, it was interesting that, I forget how they said it in the book, that if you were possessed or touched by a demon, then you could see the demons.
Right.
But so his brother has basically been able to see demons all his life, since birth, because his brother was the son of Satan, you know? It's kind of like, okay, yeah.
So instead of curling up into a little ball saying, Bobby, help me, he actually did come out of that and became an exorcist.
And become an exorcist. So there's two characters in there that are going to be, you know, your main character is really good. I know Chris has a kind of a unique opinion on what he said about Blue Exorcist. He's got to share it
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. No. Come on. I loved
it. With the whole love interest thing, you know, as I was reading this, I was seeing two movies in my head at the same time, and it was Harry Potter meets Hellboy.
Yeah, I can see that.
See,
I can see that.
After reading the books, and Chris said that before we sat down to do this, I was like, hey, you're right. So it's kind of like, wow, yeah. Hmm.
It's like, who will the girl go with? Yuki or Rin?
Right.
So yeah, it was a good book. I thoroughly enjoyed them. You know, not for a first time. Yeah, for a first time. I, you know, walking by the shelf at a library, I would have never picked that book up or wherever. I would have never picked up one of those and read it.
You'll probably have a tougher time with the next one.
Next one, Nura.
Nura,
that's right. So that was what we're gonna do later. Well, I don't know.
It's a little slower.
Again, I'm not familiar with manga and how it all is. And are they all more or less based the same way, or is it just the style? Or
you're probably looking at the style. They have manga for all ages, all sexes. They have the boys love, the girls love, which is yaoi and yuri.
Okay, like every other book.
They have the little kids' books up to the adult books, like they consider. Death Note, more of an adult book. There's one, Logan, my son's sitting with us. What's the book about the doctor that saves the assassin? Do you remember that one? Gah. The Doctor Saves Assassin, it's set in Czechoslovakia in Germany. I went blank completely. But it's an adult book.
Okay.
It's geared specifically for an adult male. But we also have another book called... God, I'm blank on everything. Anyway.
Yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out next time. Yeah. You gotta watch the next podcast to figure out what we're talking about. Podcast.
A couple of podcasts, maybe.
That's all I said, listen.
You said watch.
Oh, but sorry, listen. It's well, they can watch it.
It's a really thick book, probably about 200, 300 pages long. I think it's called a josei, is what they're called in Japan, but it's geared for the woman, or women. And this one that we happened to have the first couple of volumes of is based on a new mother who has an autistic child. And it shows them, each book is a year in their life and their trials. So it was good, but we stopped because nobody was really reading it. But it is a good story, one of the better ones in a bigger library. It probably would go over, but not in my little library.
Yeah.
Neat.
Be some interesting ones to go over.
Yeah, so you're going to get a mix from me. I tortured Royce a couple of times because the first one I did was actually a girl's book. So you're going to get a little bit of everything from
me. Thank you for not throwing me into a girl's manga book. Here's your first manga. I would probably not be doing the next series of podcasts if you didn't know, just in case.
Well, I think that's pretty much it for our end, unless there's anybody else want to discuss anything.
No.
I think we're going to go around the bend and start with Johnny here. Basically, what got you into what you like, which is, in your instance, is the comic books is what you're featured on, but we kind of, the first episode we did, told the people how we got into what we have, what we're into, and if we're continuing. You're on the clock.
Well,
30 seconds, go. No.
It was kind of a haphazard thing that got me into the stuff I enjoy reading. I read The Hobbit when I was 12. And
oh, God, I feel sorry for you.
Well, no, I actually loved it.
Well, a lot of people love it, but I'm the opposite.
Yeah,
you didn't like The Hobbit?
I was completely pulled into The Hobbit, and then I talked to my brother-in-law, who is 10 years older than I am, about if there was any, you know, what else is good. And he hands me a book called Homeland by R.E. Salvatore, and I read it, and he was in college at the time, so he left for, like, 2 months and then brought me the other one.
All his books.
And he brought the second book in that series. I read it in 4 hours, and it was 2 more months before he came back with the next one. So I told him to bring several, and so I kind of really got hooked into reading fantasy novels. And there are parallels in fantasy storytelling with comics. In fact, there are many comics that are fantasy stories.
Right.
So then, you know, talking to other people who also like fantasy stories and comics, I started to realize the correlation and got into it a little bit more. I tend to like the standalone story comics rather than the long-running series.
Like the Marvel and DC comics, right. You don't care for them.
No, they're okay. I just prefer, like, the single comic tells a complete story.
Right, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Kill off the main character at the end, you're all right.
Not necessarily, but
sometimes.
Whatever came of that one that you were writing in college?
I didn't write a comic, but I wrote a story.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you write fantasy?
Yeah, I got to somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 pages and ended it. I mean, it came to an end, which really could have been the first act or whatever, or the first, you know, part of a bigger work, but I'd never revisited it. So
that happens to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. I have about 4 manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
Just never see the light of day. I have them in my little crate.
Yeah.
I think I found them the other day. I was like, oh my God, I forgot all about these.
I wrote this? What the?
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Cows.
I read through it a few years after I had written it, and some of it I was like, wow, that's you know, not to pat myself on the back, that's pretty good. And some of it I was like, really, Johnny? That's what you came up with for that? Oh. So.
Interesting.
If I revisit it, it would be to revamp a little bit what I've already written and then to continue. Because it's at that weird stepchild stage where it's too long to be like a short story and too short to even be a novella. So there would be no way to market the thing, even if it were any good, you know.
Internet.
Yeah, throw it on iTunes.
Internet. Yeah. A lot of people do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just too short.
Becomes a very popular thing now anymore.
Unless it maybe did a serial.
Yep.
Like a series, like a serial or something. That might work.
And that's not... There's several ebook authors that have been bought and produced as a paperbacks or stuff like that. So
that happens.
A possibility.
That happens a lot anymore.
I have to revisit it then.
Chris, let's go with you since we didn't hear from you this episode next.
I got into reading fantasy. It was probably after I saw the movie Lord of the Rings. I wasn't a reader up until then. Before that, I was more audiovisual. So I got into the next thing I read was just something that someone had mentioned to me or I heard at the library in where I was at. And it was Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card.
Mm, yeah.
And that got me into the space sci-fi.
Yeah, that one will. It's excellent.
Yeah. I think I started out with Xenophobia, that series. Didn't even know it was a series.
Oh.
But it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. But the first one is Ender's Game is amazing. The first one is amazing.
Ender's Game's the first one, then.
Yeah.
I know that now.
Ender's Shadow.
I didn't know that. Chris was reading it the one time. Oh. He got through maybe the intro in about a six-hour drive on the way to Topeka.
And that's been made into a comic book now from Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm...
Four?
There's more. There's like six or eight of... There's six upstairs right now, and I think there's two or three more. It's a series I kind of want to maybe talk about on this podcast, but it's kind of long.
Interesting.
You can do one of them if you want. Maybe not the whole thing.
No. That's not how I roll. It's all or nothing, baby.
So you're a new one to the fantasy genre then in sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising being an IT person. I figured you would have been right into that. You're new to the IT stuff, too.
Actually, I am pretty new to IT stuff, too. Yeah. I didn't get into IT until the last 2 years of college. Before that, Johnny and I were both majoring in music performance, music education.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So
okay.
I didn't get into IT until 2003.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Well, we know Matt. He's been...
I've been doing IT since
He's
I was
been a
like
freak
18.
Ever since the new kid.
Oh, I've been doing IT work since I was like 18. That's what I went to college for. Come on. I was right into college doing that. But no, I've always been, kind of an IT guy. It's always visual, audio more than actual reading.
I'm going to break them.
Yeah. but I have... I've gotten to where I've... And what really started for me was I watched Aragorn. Is it Aragorn, the movie?
Yeah.
And everybody said,
Shutters.
No, read the book. Read the book. And so I finally went, okay, fine. And I literally didn't read the book. I actually got it off, like, Overdrive and listened
fine.
To it.
Yeah, that's legit.
That counts.
Yeah. That counts as reading?
They really does count, yeah.
And I went, oh, God, they could have made this movie so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so now half the time I'll, depending on the series, like, True Blood, I've been watching it, but I'm not going to read the books. And I've been told by a
Charlene
couple
Harris.
People that the...
Slightly different.
Yeah, it's quite a bit different
well,
from
actually,
what's in the books.
My wife read the True Blood series, and in the first book, they kill Lafayette. And here it is. What season are we in now?
Like five or six or
something
like
that. He's still alive.
Four or five, somewhere there.
He's still alive. They actually changed that character into something else than what was in the book.
Okay. So, yeah. So, some weird things like that. So I've been more or less looking at, I'll look at a series, and if it's based on a book, I'll try and go back and read the book just to see how well the book is to...
Matches up.
And just to compare to see which one's better, in my opinion, you know.
I'm an oddball. If I know something's going to come out as a movie, I will purposely not read the book until the movie comes out.
Mm.
That way I can
I
enjoy both.
That.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I can enjoy the movie, unless it's just a poor movie. But I can enjoy the movie, then I can enjoy the book and see the differences and sometimes see the more intricate stuff that's in there. But that's just
Harry
me.
Harry Potter's a good example of that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, full confession, I read The Hobbit and loved it. And then when I was 12, and then I said, oh, there's more? And I grabbed the Fellowship of the Ring and got 100 pages into it and went, what? This doesn't star Bill. this and then never read it. And when I heard that they were making the Lord of the Rings films, I got really excited because I knew that it was, you know, at least the continuation of the story of the Hobbit, and I wouldn't have to read it. And I, not that I really liked reading, but anyway, went to that film, and I, because I had not read the book ahead of time, when Gandalf fell, it was this, like, heart-wrenching, oh my God, I could feel my heart in my stomach moment.
They killed Gandalf!
Yeah, and it was in that moment that I decided that I would not read the trilogy before I saw it in the theater. And I've since read it, and it's good. I mean, it's classic fantasy literature that most fantasy is still based on today. But, and then with the Harry Potter series, I watched the films, then read the books.
I confess, I have not read a single Harry Potter book.
I'm on the seventh.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of them. I haven't read any of them. Watched every one of the movies, ain't read a book yet.
Okay. Neither has my son. He's like, I've seen the movies. Why do I need to read a book?
Exactly.
Right.
I've been told the books are, you know, it's one of those things. The books are better, but the movie does a really good job.
Yeah. Well, in that series, they had how many different directors? And two Dumbledores. And, you know, they were plagued with some challenges. So I think that played into which one's better, the book or the film, you know.
Yeah.
And just a quick recap.
This is kind of quiet.
Just to let you guys know, because I don't think you've listened to any of the episodes.
I haven't listened to all eight.
Well, this is
it wasn't on
one.
The reading list.
You're listening to the eighth right now, Johnny.
Or all seven. But I wasn't listening to this one either.
Oh, that's what happened. Now, there was, I think when I was in third grade, moved to a little old town next to Oklahoma City, and one of my friends that I met there said, we got to go see this movie if you haven't seen it. I was like, what's that? He said, Star Wars, and I hadn't seen it. And that was my first taste of crack, and I've been going since. So,
speaking of, have you seen the preview? They're releasing it in
3D.
Yes. And I sat through that preview watching it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Going, I'm not going to that. I'm not. Wow, it's in 3D. I'm going to that.
I have not decided yet.
Well, you've all heard the Blu-ray on that, right? You know, they digitally remastered those in Blu-ray, and they added that Darth Vader thing. And you know George Lucas has just gotten so much hate mail for that one.
You know, here's the thing about George Lucas. The guy has made literally billions of dollars
he could care less.
On the Star Wars series. That man, his descendants, will never have to worry about money. So, you know, he can do whatever he wants. And he does.
No!
Right or wrong, good or bad. It's his baby, and he can do it.
Yeah.
Just mute the TV when it gets to that part.
Just mute it, and we'll be good. Well,
those type of changes don't necessarily bother me too much, but, yeah, I went to the first Star Wars in 77.
I was born.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet.
I was in third grade, and...
Yes, I was one.
I still remember my first little action figure was an R2-D2, and... Then my parents actually got me into comic books because that's how my mother introduced me, saying, you're going to learn how to read.
Huh.
And she started with comic books. Why I got into comic books.
Well, to answer that, it was 77 was the first one, 1980 was the second one, 1982 was the third. Or
so you're
4, 5, and 6 if you want to.
You're more of a fan than I am, by golly.
You named every year that I've had that either I was born or a sibling was born.
Every
My
year.
Dad was a fan.
And
yes.
when they apparently
these movies got me excited, honey.
No. Well, when they were re-released in the
hey, we gotta time this right. Hold on.
Your son's about to die over there. He's listening to us talk.
I don't know why.
We're corrupting this poor child. But when they re-released them in the theaters, it actually, Star Wars was re-released on my birthday. So it was kind of cool. But I went and saw all three originals in the theater and then went and saw all three of the next ones special in the theater.
I think no, that's part
of the special editions and then the episode 1, 2, and 3.
Right. I think that's part of my desire. Actually, there's two major things that play into my desire to go see them in 3D. It's not really so much that they're in 3D. It's I have never seen 4, 5, and 6 in the theater. Because when they re-released them, I was in college and poor and had, you know, wanted to eat. So I didn't go see them. And episode 2, I want to go see again in the theater because after the midnight premiere of episode 2, I proposed to my first wife. And that was a terrible mistake.
Ooh.
So I would like to go see it again to kind of change that experience a little bit.
Or make it worse.
Shouldn't have hurt the movie.
Well, the movie was, you know, I enjoyed the movie, but then, and what also should have tipped me off is that it was like thundering and lightning out when I did that. So it should have been an indicator right there that maybe it was not a good idea.
He's like, hey, honey, will you marry me? Let's go see Star Wars.
Crap. We saw Star Wars first.
Oh, and then okay. He asked.
And then I asked. Then you
maybe watching the movie gave him the courage to propose. I'm not sure.
No, I planned it out. It was all awesome and romantic. And then I thought the lightning was awesome at the time, but it turns out it was more of an omen. God. Boom. Crash. Marry me. No. Bad idea.
Well, she said yes, so it couldn't have been all bad.
No, I was happy that day. It was later that
let's not go into when you didn't get happy.
Well, it was
enough time.
It was later that experience took a, you know, a sinister twist, and if I can alter it, that would be fantastic.
And there you have it, guys, the new crew here at Comic Pop Library. Until next time, we'll catch you later.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's so
thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.